Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I think we get it.
Sure. City Soul.
Hit the sounder for this one.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by BetQL. Smarter bets start with BetQL. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today.
Ian Rappaport, 11 minutes ago, Raiders star wide receiver Davante Adams informed the team that he prefers to be traded. This according to Rap Sheet and Mike Garafolo over at NFL Network. I know that there was a lot of whispers about this going on. I think he went on Kay Adams' show either last night or today or something and was talking about it. He has now asked for a trade out of Vegas. The Patriots, I'm sure, probably are not high on his list. I don't even know if they care about getting a guy like him in this room right now, but that's a potentially big domino out there. We talked about this, how generally these guys aren't getting moved anymore. They're not hitting free agency. They're not getting traded anymore. There was the time where that happened with A.J. Brown and Tyreek Hill and some other ones, but that's kind of dried up lately, especially on good teams. Vegas is not a good team, and they're clearly not a good situation right now, as you got the coach out there calling everybody out left, right, and center. And Davante Adams is over it, doesn't want to be there, doesn't want to be there catching passes from Gardner Minshew and or Aiden O'Connell anymore. He wants out. What do you think happens with Davante Adams? And do the Patriots get involved?
I think you have to at least ask. I don't think the timeline works. I do think a guy who's going to turn 32 this year is probably a little older than would be ideal to pair up with Drake May and say, I've got my guy for, you know, the next 5 years or his development till he's really a star quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor all along, first of all, a little backstory. In doing some reading, I guess there's one of those weird social media stories where Antonio Pierce's account liked a Sports Illustrated story about trading Davante Adams a couple days ago.
All right.
And I guess it's like a
he's had it with him,
blue checkmark account. So the coach has kind of moved on from the player. I think the player has moved on from the team. Now they just figure out how this works. There's been rumors that the Jets asked last year, looked into it last year. And obviously the relationship between Aaron Rodgers and Davante Adams, the success they had in Green Bay. I think Adams grew an appreciation for Aaron Rodgers when he left him, playing with Jimmy Garoppolo, and all those clips we saw from the receiver documentary when he was, I'm going to effing die here if I don't get out of this effing place. Well, now it looks like he's going to get out of that place. So I think This is a contender guy. This is a guy that, at, you know who a team should consider it with a young quarterback?
The
Washington.
Washington, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
that'd be,
that's
a good pickup for
them.
How about the Chiefs?
Obviously the Chiefs, but I'm saying
Steelers.
Steelers, yeah. But the way Washington is playing offensively, they're trying to do the C.J. Stroud thing. They're trying to fast track it and say, we got our quarterback. We actually have a receiver. Can you imagine if we pair Adams with McLaurin and give Jaden Daniels the whole kind of kitchen to do the work? So
what about Denver? They got a rookie quarterback. They're probably trying to get, you know, Courtney Sutton's all right. But, like, you get Devontae Adams in there, all of a sudden, Bo Nix, you know, like that's.
But as Bo Nix, like, Jaden Daniels has created a buzz. It's what we were talking about earlier with May. You want him to create that alluring buzz. I think
Adams
that
would
buzz,
probably rather play in Washington than Denver at this point.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
just based
that.
On what's happened. I don't think it makes sense for the Patriots, but any of the contenders. Kansas City, you lose Rice, and you can replace him with Adams in that division. My guess is the Raiders don't want to trade him to the Chiefs. Trying to think other teams that would make sense. Has there been any other injuries?
The Saints. I mean, the Saints could use him.
A lot of teams could use him. I mean, he's a great receiver.
Falcons.
He's a Hall of Fame caliber receiver.
I mean, Drake London's the Falcons' best wide receiver right now. You bring in Adam. Like, I'm trying to think. Most places, not every place, but a lot of places, he'd suddenly be your number one receiver. Like,
Minnesota.
All across the league.
Go all in.
Minnesota. Man, the three of them.
Go
that
all
would
in.
Be, that would be almost
say,
unfair,
wow, we
I
didn't
think.
Know this was going to be this good, this fast. We got let's roll.
Detroit.
Detroit, absolutely.
There's some odds out on his next potential
what do we
team.
Got?
I got Jets at +400. They're
+400,
number one.
Okay.
Number two is Baltimore, +1250.
Great call, Baltimore.
Yep.
+1250, tied with the Ravens for two is Dallas. And then fourth is +1750, Pittsburgh Steelers.
Okay.
Could any,
I kind of like that +1750 there.
Could anything get creative for T. Higgins?
Oh, as in we bring
like
in
player
your
for player.
In? Yeah. That kind
so
of
the
thing.
Raiders, we need a franchise receiver. We'll take T. Higgins and give him his contract. We'll kind of swap money and figure it out. That would be an interesting one for the Bengals because it gives you cost certainty.
Right.
You're going to have to pay Adams, but it's he's signed. You don't have to change anything. I'm just trying to be creative. Think outside
the
box. Yeah,
no, that's an interesting way of looking at it. I think that there's probably, I'd imagine Adams has a list, right? He's going to walk in there. He's going to say, here's my list. These are the teams I'd like to go to.
Green Bay?
Green Bay, sure.
What if you're the Raiders and you say, you guys got all those young receivers. You want your number one back? We'll take a couple of young receivers off your hands.
Yeah.
Christian Watson and somebody else, whatever.
Something like that, yeah. I mean, I could see that happening. And I could see Vegas at this point. I mean, listen, we're a quarter of the way through the season. They're 2-2. They're tied with every team in their division except the Chiefs. And they're starting to shed. I mean, they're starting to say, okay, we don't want this guy. We don't want that guy. Antonio Pierce, I think, is being very brave by going this route with this team, considering the fact that, you know, Adams is a guy who it seemed like once McDaniels is out, you're going to start getting more from him, and he's going to buy in more, and it's the opposite of that. Instead, it's, you know, can we get this guy out of here now and put all our eggs in the Antonio Pierce basket, which, I don't know what kind of relationship he has with Davis, but it seems like that's untenable going forward.
I don't know about you, but the way he's handled himself professionally and then some of the things I saw in that documentary.
I didn't watch that, so I don't know.
I'm not sure I love Devontae Adams. I'm not sure
did he do in the documentary?
He was just, he's kind of a baby. He's kind of like... You want
you mean
out?
The wide receiver's a diva? No,
he's definitely in that world of he's a wide receiver.
I don't believe it.
He's absolutely.
Aren't you the one who says you want your receiver to be a diva?
Yeah, I want a young diva receiver, and then I'll move on from him.
Not an old diva.
I want to get like 5 years.
You want a young diva, not old diva.
Yeah, because I want him to work his way up. I don't want him to have like the leverage.
You
want to
watch him earn the diva status?
Yes,
gotcha.
Absolutely. I'm glad we're on the same page. Cool. I'm glad we were able to kind of figure this out on the fly.
So Devontae Adams is like Adele. Right? An older diva, right? Getting up there in the
Mariah
years.
Carey.
Mariah Carey, great one. Yeah, so he's like Mariah Carey. And, you know, the younger wide, Justin Jefferson, for example, is like Tate McRae or Sabrina Carpenter or one of them, right? Young
we'll
diva
go with
in
that.
Their prime
I'll
right
pretend
now.
I know what you're talking
about. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh. oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.